Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Pop-Off Podcast with me, your host, Lewis Ball. This week we are joined with Becky Hill and we talk a bit about her brand new single, Heaven on My Mind with Sigala, which is on its way to the top 20 as we speak right now, and you can find the song and stream it on all your usual platforms. We talk about the single, talk a little bit about the VMAs, the Emmys, Rihanna making us wait for her new album, our new star signs, Hangover Food, and the Argos catalogue coming to an end. Hello and welcome to the podcast, Becky Hill. How are you today?
Hello, my darling. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. We were just discussing before we start recording. I just got back from my holes and I'm pretty much still the exact same shade as when I left, so.
Well, at least you managed to get on holiday.
Yeah, count the blessings. Every cloud has a silver lining and all that jazz.
Exactly.
And before we get even started, big congrats on all the success on your new single, Heaven on My Mind. I love it.
Thank you so much. Oh, I'm so glad you like it. Thank you.
I'm obsessed with the music video. It's so good.
Yeah, well, that was kind of recorded in the middle of lockdown as well.
Really?
So like when we first turned up, like everybody was wearing masks. I had my temperature taken. So it was very weird.
Oh my, it's almost like an episode of like Holby City or something.
Yeah, it is a little bit like that. But I found out that I love video shoots when I am performing on a bed. I've figured out that my safe space is my bed, and there was a big part of the video that was shot in bed, and I thought it was amazing. Every video shoot I now have will have to have a bed.
I feel like I do my best work at home when I'm sat in bed. Like, I was like, why would I, when I, like, if I can sit on a bed, why would I not do that instead of sitting at a desk and be uncomfortable? I have a bad posture as it is, like.
Exactly right.
This week, the VMA's nominations have been announced, and leading with the most nominations are Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande with 9 nominations each, and Billie Eilish and The Weeknd with 6 each. The VMAs is one of my favorite award show ever. The amount of iconic moments that have come from there. Like, there's been the Britney Madonna kiss, when Kanye interrupted Taylor, Beyonce's baby bump reveal, and Lady Gaga's meat dress was also from there, which is stuck in my mind so much. I don't think I'll ever forget that meat dress. I'll be like 80 years old and still remembering it.
It was very iconic.
I thought on the podcast today we could play a little game where we take some of the categories, find out the nominees, and crown our own winner, Becky and Lewis's VMAs of the year.
I am totally down for that.
Okay, so first up, nominated for Artist of the Year, we have Lady Gaga, Justin Bieber, DaBaby, Post Malone, The Weeknd, and Megan Thee Stallion. Some strong choices there. I think for me, it might be a toss-up between Megan and The Weeknd.
Because I was going to say Megan as well.
Okay, I'm glad we're on the same page. Don't think I've ever become so quickly obsessed with someone as her.
I know what you mean. She is incredible.
Everything about her, like, I have no idea. I mean, obviously I've never met her in person, but I can just imagine she's the type of person who would go to the bathroom with you if you're like, oh, do you want to come to the bathroom with me? Or she'd be like, oh, I'll be like, oh, I ran out of lip gloss. She'll be like, oh, you can borrow some of mine. She radiates that energy.
Definitely. And she's a savage.
As confirmed by her herself. That remix with Beyonce is up there as one of my favourite songs of the year.
Yeah, Beyonce needed to be a part of that aesthetic. What an incredible collaboration that is.
I know, and I love how it came about so organically as well, and how, like, Megan went to Beyonce, I think it was Blue Ivy's birthday, I think, and there was the picture that leaked there. And then they collabed. Oh, I think she's so cool as well. Like, all her outfits are so good.
It's a whole vibe, isn't it?
It's definitely a Megan vibe. You know it's Megan when you see it. So we are agreeing on Megan Thee Stallion as our VMA Artist of the Year.
Yes, that's who I would pick.
I'm glad we came to that conclusion quite...
We were going to agree, weren't we, on that one?
For MTV's Push Best New Artist this year, nominated is Roddy Ricch. Coming up the coupe in the back, selling with them, what's what? That's that one, isn't it?
That's great. I have no idea, but whatever that was, it sounded great.
Young Blood. I don't think I'm quite cool enough to like Young Blood.
No, I hear that. I am exactly the same.
I'm not even cool enough for rock. Like, the rock extent that I go to might be, like, I don't even think I can name it. It's Nickelback rock.
Wow, man. Wow. I mean, I used to be into, when I was about 13, 14, I went through a massive emo phase.
Oh, right. And
I listened to quite a lot of different people, like The Used and My Chemical Romance and Fall Out Boy.
I know My Chemical Romance. They sing
there you go.
The song about the parade. I can't remember the name. Black Parade?
Yes, it is. Wow. You're really not this generation, are you? I feel like I'm getting old by the day. Because if you say to any 26-year-old, oh, did you listen to My Chemical Romance back in the day? They'll be like... When I was a young boy, straight away. I'm old now.
Next on the list, there was Doja Cat, Jack Harlow, and Tate McRae. Not quite sure who Tate McRae is, but I'm sure he's
but amazing name.
That is a celeb name. I always talk, whenever I have a name on the podcast, I'm quite obsessed with names. And I just think some names just have like, I think Becky Hill's a star name.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's a bit too normal. I was going to, fun fact, actually, I was going to change my name a few years ago, just after I did Powerless with Rudimental. So we are talking about 5 or 6 years ago now. And I was going to change my name because my nana's middle name is Bowen. And I really liked the name Bowen, and I was going to call myself Bowen.
Even drop the Becky, so just Bowen.
Just Bowen.
Wow.
That was all it was going to be. I think I was quite obsessed with foxes at the time.
Okay.
And I thought foxes was an amazing name. And maybe I should just go for one punchy word. But it didn't happen like that. I've stuck with Becky Hill.
I quite like one-worded names, because if you feel like you have the confidence to go by one name, that... Like, everybody's just going to automatically respect you. But Becky Hill packs a punch.
Oh, thank you. You've made me feel a lot better about my name, actually.
Oh, I'm glad. but for me, I think I would probably give Best New Artist to Doja Cat.
Yeah, okay.
It's a toss-up between Doja Cat and Lewis Capaldi there.
I'd probably go Doja Cat. I'd agree with you there. In terms of, like, a rival, Doja Cat is very good.
Indeed.
Has arrived.
She has definitely arrived. Best Pop, we have On by BTS, You Should Be Sad by Halsey, What a Man Gotta Do by the Jonas Brothers, Intentions, Justin Bieber featuring Quavo, Rain on Me, Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, and Lover by Taylor Swift.
It's gotta be Rain on Me, isn't it?
I was going to say the same.
Mm-hmm, we're so connected.
Do you know what it was about that song? When it first came out, I couldn't stand it. I don't know what it was about it. I just felt like there was a lot going on. I felt like if this was a headache in a song, it was this song. But I am now obsessed with it. It's grown on me so much.
It's massively a grower, yeah. I'd definitely say that. And I really like Stupid Love. And I thought, and when I heard Rain On Me, I was like, it's not as good. I'm sorry, it's not as good. But now I'm like, okay, it's brilliant. I get it.
And finally, not final category, but final category for us today, Song of the Year. We have Rain On Me Again, Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish, Say So by Doja Cat, The Box by Roddy Ricch, Circles by Post Malone, and Savage by Megan featuring Beyoncé.
Gotta be Savage, innit?
I would say so. Mm. Oh, wait, I just realised I did such a good pun there. Say So was nominated. And I said, I would say so. Wow, I'm a poet and I didn't even know it. My C in English A-level is clearly coming out today. I would agree with Savage. It's so... Like, it's just a song that you don't get sick of.
Yes, it is. I think the TikTok dance is so iconic as well.
It is. I didn't even mean to learn it. And then I'll catch myself listening to the song and I'll be doing the dance and be like, hang on a minute, where has this come from?
Exactly.
It is clearly award season. Well, it's actually not award season. That was a bold-faced lie. I don't know why I just lied. But it is clearly award season. I don't know why I keep saying it's not even award season. Awards are coming back around, and the Emmys have also announced their nominations this week. Now, I'm not a massive TV watcher. My ADHD and my attention span do not, like, work well with sitting through and watching shows. But there was still some categories there which I enjoyed. Stranger Things, Killing Eve, The Handmaid's Tale, and Ozark are just a few which were nominated for the best TV show of the year. Any picks there which you stick out on?
I really liked Killing Eve series one. Series two wasn't as good, but I'm still very, very here for it.
What is Killing Eve about?
Oh, babe, you would love this show.
Really?
You would love this show. It is everything from this beautiful woman played by Jodie Comer, and she plays this character called Villanelle, who is an assassin. So she goes round. She's a professional killer, and she's very good at it.
Wow.
And the styling is insane, and the way it's shot in the locations, it's just a beautiful program to watch, and it's also amazing. And there's also some kind of lesbian thing going on between her, Villanelle, and Eve, but they never actually kiss, which is slightly disappointing. But yeah, it's amazing. I would highly recommend Killing Eve. Handmaid's Tale is also incredible as well. Do you watch that?
No, I can't watch serious shows. I don't know what it is. I struggle unless it has to like capture me on the first episode. Because if not, I just can't sit for it.
Yeah, I hear that. Handmaid's Tale was very dark, so probably best.
Okay, I'm not. Do you know what? I'm not even crazy. Like I'm okay with horror films. I quite enjoy a horror film every now and again. But it's just like when it's just dark, I'm like, I'm gonna tap out on this one.
You should get into Killing Eve. You'll love it.
Well, Sandra Oh and Jodie Comer, I think that's how you pronounce her name, were both also nominated for leading actress in a drama, as well as one of my favorite TV shows, Euphoria. Zendaya, who's the lead role in Euphoria, was nominated for the same category. Have you heard of Euphoria?
Yes, I think I've seen a few episodes.
That is very much my type of show. It's like a bit teeny, so it's not having to be too heavy. It's got a little bit of comedy, and the outfits and makeup in Euphoria are like...
Yeah, the makeup is wild.
I don't know how the actresses and also the makeup artists had the patience to sit through and like specifically put down each individual gem. Like, I would give up after about gem number three.
I can't do that stuff on my own. Also, I have one that goes one way and the other that isn't equal at all. My makeup artist has taken the time to like glue stuff to my face before, and it is iconic. It is a vibe.
Yeah, it is always worth it, but the patience, I don't know. I'd be tapping my bloody foot, being like, right, sweetheart, one of these gems going to be stuck on and I can get a move on.
You're right. Let's just do one in the corner of the eyes and we'll leave it there. I resonate with that.
Rihanna has finally spoken out about when R9, Rihanna 9, the new album, is coming, because she has been teasing us for a while now. She recently did an interview for her brand new skincare line, which is coming up, which I am very excited for.
Are you?
Yeah. I've said before, I feel like a lot of the time when it comes to celebrity beauty brands or fashion brands, they're a bit gimmicky. But because I've used Fenty Beauty so much and I know it is such a secure brand, I feel like Fenty Skin's going to be just as good.
So what is it then? Like a skincare, it's like moisturizer and that.
Yeah, so it's like moisturizer, cleanser, like exfoliating, all the stuff that you slap on your face.
Wow. So is she going for like a natural vibe with that, or?
The like packaging and all that stuff is very much dewy, glowy kind of vibe.
Right, okay.
You couldn't sound any more uninterested.
I really couldn't give less of a toss if I tried. The thing is, like, I'm happy for her, man. I'm just waiting for that album.
Exactly. She's been teasing us for about 2 years. And in the interview, she basically said she is going to release it when she's ready. And which first of all, it must be ready by now. It's been over 1,000 days, I saw on Instagram. It's like 1,600 days since she last released music. But she said she was waiting until she's ready. And the fact that people keep harassing her and annoying her is making her not want to, like, she's like, I can't be bothered to post it now because, not post it, I said post it as if it's like an Instagram picture. Like, she's just got to click one button and it's out there. But she doesn't want to drop it because people keep bugging her.
You know what? That's such a funny way of looking at things. Like, people are asking me for this album and it's annoying me so much, I'm not going to give it you. That's the kind of parent I feel like I would be.
Yes.
You want the iPad? Well, because you're asking for it, you're not getting it. Now go and sit down and you mention the word iPad again. You're not getting it. I'll give it you when I'm ready.
It is very much me energy. Like, as in not me, but like I put myself first and no one else first energy.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And I love how she's just going away being like, when you stop asking, I will drop it.
It's almost like a warning. It's like, I've given you three warnings now and you've ruined it. A lot of you have ruined it. So until you can learn how to behave yourself.
Go and cleanse your face and moisturise it with my new moisturiser.
And my new sunglasses and my new lingerie and my new mascara.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I do admire how she has literally gone from like a singer to this like multi-business empire.
Yeah, she's worked it really, really well. I mean, we've all seen Rihanna's career progression. Like, I remember when, come Mr. DJ Bump on the replay. Like, what a tune. I remember that coming out when I was about 12.
That is one of my favourite songs in the world. Like, if I was to do a playlist of my life to pick my top 10 songs which represented my life, Ponder Replay would be, like, at least top three on there.
Yeah, she's done amazingly. I'm really happy for her. Good for you, Rihanna.
Good for you, Riri.
Let's have some music when you're ready, but I won't ask for it.
Let's put the moisturiser down, sweetheart, and drop some socks.
Yeah, right.
Here on the Pop-Up Podcast, every week we have a trending list, which is basically everything that has been on our radar in the celeb and pop culture world. And at the top of the trending list this week is a brand new romance. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox go Instagram official with their relationship. And can I just say, Megan Fox is hands down, I think, my woman crush every day.
Yes, I am just going to remind myself what she looks like. I also have no idea what Machine Gun Kelly looks like.
Machine Gun Kelly, I think, is a rapper. But I'm focusing more on Megan in this relationship because he's an accessory to her at this point.
Yeah, she's super fierce.
She was like, I remember when I must have been like 12 years old and I was like, I remember she was the girl. She was in the Transformer movies. She had done Jennifer's Body. She was that girl at that point.
Yeah, she's smoking.
And she just doesn't age. And I just think that's like, she is living proof of stay unproblematic and you're going to age well.
Yeah, she's got some good genes, man. And what does the other one look like? Machine?
He's tall and tattooed. That's like about as far as my adjective vocabulary goes in my head.
Machine Gun Kelly. Oh, he's a white guy.
I'm loving the live reaction.
Yeah. Oh, wow. How old is he? How old is she? How old are they? Who are these people? Why do I care about them? I don't. Okay. Happy for them.
We're happy.
I hope they don't split up.
Yeah.
But they probably... Well, they could... Might who knows? Who am I to judge? what else is trending?
Taylor Swift. Good old Taylor has just dropped another album, Folklore. Have we listened to it? I personally haven't. I'm not a folk kind of gal, I won't lie.
I found it very beige and vanilla. So, it's not my thing.
That's the thing. Everyone has different music tastes. Some people, that's going to be their cup of tea and they'll stick it on every Sunday morning while they make their eggs on toast.
Mm-hmm.
Others, it will go back to the back of the Spotify library and collect some dust. It's just
how it goes.
Just the way life goes.
She's obviously more comfortable in the country, in the country realm, I think. Mm.
And I like that she feels like she can branch out from her kind of pop roots and do what she wants to now.
Yeah, definitely. She's reached that level of pop stardom that she can get away with releasing anything and it do well. It was straight in the charts. So
that is
it's kind of stopping Heaven on My Mind from going top 20. But
but if you but are whatever, listening, stream Heaven on My Mind.
Stream Heaven on My Mind. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Taylor exactly. out, Becky in.
Please, please.
Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas. Well, surely we know Joe Jonas here.
I know both of these people.
Okay, this is great.
I am aware of their relationship.
Yes. This is great. Well, Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas. Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas. Let's try that one again. Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas. Are they married, first of all? I've just realised they've got two. I mean, not that a woman has to take a man's surname anymore. We are in 2020, but they've got different surnames. Maybe they just kept different ones. But they have welcomed a brand new baby.
You're joking. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What? She's squeezed it out and everything.
Uh-huh. It's here Ooh. And living and breathing in this God's green earth.
Let's have a look.
I'm Sophie... so excited for the live reaction sound bites again.
Sophie Turner. Oh, she's not. There isn't a picture of it.
I think it's like her child. Very freshly out the womb.
Let's
like...
have a look at Joe Jonas, see if he's got anything on.
Don't know if it's quite hit Insta yet.
Oh, God. How do you know then? Who told you that?
It's in the press.
Well, I'm looking at one picture here that says, one of the many benefits of marrying a good Italian boy.
Oh, okay. It's an interesting headline.
Well,
but...
he's holding a massive bowl of pasta. Oh, God, I'm so hungry.
I'm starving. This is 7:07. It's prime lunchtime when we're recording
it
this.
Is. And I'm so hungover. I really need some toast.
What is your go-to hangover food?
Oh, God. I like fried chicken. I love burgers. I love all the dirty stuff when I'm hungover. I love just to fill my face with such nice food to hide the shame of and embarrassment of my hangover. So that's me.
I will not lie. On the weekend, when I was hungover, I woke up at 10:30 and I was like, oh, McDonald's breakfast is back in business. This is first in a while. I'm going to order it. So I ordered it at 10:30, came to the door, had my sausage and egg McMuffin, two hash browns. Mm. And then about 45 minutes later, someone went, oh, I'm ordering from McDonald's. Does anyone want anything? And I was like, I could have lunch. Ordered a mayo chicken, chicken selects. I had two McDonald's in the space of 45 minutes.
Oh my God, that is impressive.
I don't know if impressive is the right word, but...
No. Well, I'm impressed anyway.
I'm glad someone's impressed by my McEating skills, but it was a morning to remember, to say the least.
God, no, I really want a Mackey's now.
What is your McDonald's order?
I really like a McChicken sandwich, personally.
We are so on the same wavelength. That is the same as me.
What star sign are you?
Gemini.
That's why, then.
Oh, you're Gemini?
No, I'm an Aquarius, but Geminis, Aquarians, and Libras are supposed to get on really, really well.
Oh,
they're all
see.
Air signs. So if you're looking for a potential partner in the future, you want to go for an Aquarian, a Gemini, or a Libra.
Interesting.
My boyfriend's an Aquarius. But now NASA's changed everything.
I saw that.
Yeah.
But I just... Well, I don't really know anything about star signs other than myself. But I think that speaks a lot because I am a Gemini. Mm-hmm. And I only feel the interest to research about myself. So I know everything about Gemini, but nothing about anyone else. But when NASA announced that, I was like, don't think so hard. Like, you tried, but...
I know, yeah. I mean, there's so many people out there who must have... I mean, tarot... I went through a little phase of watching tarot card readings. Mm-hmm. So they would be like, tarot cards for June, for Aquarius, for Aquarius, for Aquarius, tarot cards for June, for Aquarius. I don't know what these people are doing anymore.
Out of a job, furloughed.
Right, do you know what I mean? NASA has furloughed you.
And like, oh my gosh.
And like, my brother turns out to be... I'm a Capricorn now, apparently.
Right.
And my brother is the new one. Morpheus. I don't think it is Morpheus. That's the guy from The Matrix. But it sounds like Morpheus.
I forgot that they didn't even just change it all. They added a whole new one into the spectrum.
Yeah, I don't know how... I don't know who is head of NASA, but
we need
they
a chat.
They've been they've really been letting the ball drop.
And at the bottom of this week's trending list, we have some devastating news. I mean, it doesn't really quite fit the usual pop culture quota that the Pop-Poff podcast usually goes for, but the news hit me so hard, I just felt the need to speak about it. Argos has come forward and announced that the catalogue, the Argos catalogue, the iconic book, is ending, and it's now going to be all online.
Oh, no!
I remember as a child trawling through those pages, and, like, I'd fold down this, like, the little top right-hand corners of the pages to mark
them. Oh, you a folder?
Yeah, I'm a folder.
I was also always a circler.
You see, my parents would tell me off if I circled.
Honestly, what in their beloved Argos catalogue?
Exactly, it's a sacred book. If I even dared take a biro pen to it and start scribbling on it, that would be no dinner for me.
Oh, no.
But it's so upsetting.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's great for the planet, actually. Now I think about it, those books were about 500 pages a pop, but...
Well, you've got to balance out all the masks floating around the ocean now, haven't you, or something? Let's stop the Argos catalogue. That's a good way of doing it. I'm going to miss that. There's so much joy in that little book of all the wonders. And especially at Christmas time, going through it and being like, I want this, mummy.
It was so good. And you'd fold down all the pages. And I'm certain that overnight my mum would go in and be like, not that one, and unfold some of them. So I'd like, to like lower my hopes.
Oh, bless.
But it made me think, do kids just not have Argos catalogues now nowadays?
They have iPads, darling.
They have iPads. They have Amazon.co.uk.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't even think children nowadays will know what a catalogue is.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's actually probably true. Every week on Pop Off, we finish the podcast with a poll. And this week's poll is, are you streaming Taylor Swift Folklore? As me and Becky have previously discussed, we are on the side of no because it's not particularly our genre, but let us know if you are on the side of yes or no, if you're siding with us or against us over on the Pop Off Podcast Instagram at Pop Off Podcast. And if you're on the side of no, make sure you stream Heaven on My Mind instead.
Yes, please. That's the most important thing of this whole thing is that if you're not listening to Taylor Swift, there is another track in need of your ears.
Thank you, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me on. You're an absolute sweetheart. So lovely to see you again.
You too. Always a pleasure to have a giggle with you.
Yes, likewise.
Thank you so much for listening to the episode. As always, if you enjoyed it, make sure you subscribe. You can find the Pop-Off Podcast on Spotify, Global Player, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you can find your podcast. Make sure you stream Becky's new single, Heaven on My Mind, on all platforms. And if you enjoyed the episode, feel free to leave us a little rating. We would feel very appreciated. And I'll see you next Monday for another episode. Goodbye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.